This is foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, what are some secret keys which will enhance our salah, our prayers, spirituality? Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. Now, in worship, some preliminary pieces of information are also necessary, and thus worship without knowledge and jurisprudence, a certain level of ilm, knowledge, and fiqh, jurisprudence, is not going to give us many fruits and benefits. And so even in trade, familiarity with the laws of Allah are greatly needed, let alone in something as important as prayer and worship. Meaning we should have knowledge about our prayer and our worship, and we should at least know some jurisprudential facts about our prayer and worship. For example, what makes our clothes impure, which invalidate our prayer? Or, for example, what we can do prostration upon, what is allowed and what is not allowed. And so in prayer and worship, that which is done in congregation, the large gathering of people in congregation or Hajj, has more reward and the possibility of its being accepted is greater. So doing our prayers in congregation, having knowledge and knowledge of jurisprudence are keys to enhancing our prayer's spirituality. And so in the congregational prayer, there are just and pious individuals standing in the first row, so that in case of a problem affecting the ability of the leader of the prayers comes up, one of them can assume leadership of the prayer to the end. And so the more a holy man, a religious man, a wise man, an intelligent man, a knowledgeable man is acquainted with the greatness of Allah, anything other than Allah becomes more trivial in his sight. And so in the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the first divinely appointed Imam, the greatest living miracle of the Holy Prophet, Imam Ali alayhi salam says in Nahj al-Balagha, sermon number 191, the greatness of the Creator is seated in their heart, and so everything else appears small in their eyes.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Today, we're going to listen to an English translation of a short speech by Shahid Ayatollah Mutahhari. Please stay tuned. Submission to Allah.
Isma Allah. Agar boshat, imam gan dast bi wuzu besh nazanid. Yani ura muqaddas bishmarid. Ba in ke isma Allah, in lafz diye ruy kagaz, ye murakkab nevishadiye. U ye kagaz murakkabi ke bishtar nist.
Where there is a name Allah, they say not to touch it without making ablution or wudu. Even though it's just a name, consider it holy. Just this word, Allah, written on this paper, the Quran, is nothing more than ink on a paper. But this very word on paper, since it represents His being and authority, it behooves respect. Don't place it by your feet. Don't touch it without ablution. This in respect to the status of the book, and as for the status of the statement, a commandment in particular for those who preach and for all people, although this lecture is addressed to those who are not preachers, people hold value to the name of Allah, respect it, honor it. One of the names to honor the name of Allah enumerated in the Quran is not to connect any other with His name. For example, let's start with the most revered names we have of the Ma'sumin. They tell us to start anything with the name of Allah. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. One who's forever for the Prophet is great may say here, in the name of Allah and the Prophet of Allah. Don't do this. Do not associate with the name of Allah anyone else's name. Or since I am a Shia, I will use in the name of Allah and in the name of Ali. This too, Islam prohibits. You won't find reference where next to the name of Allah, the name of the Prophet, or the names of Imams is taken. Furthermore, I use the example of the Prophet and Islam to clarify some fervent nationalists would say, in the name of Allah and Iran. This is blasphemous. Today, some proletariats fashionably cry, in the name of people, or Allah and the people. This is all polytheistic. In the name of Allah has no right to exceed what is permitted by Sharia to utter when we cannot say in the name of Allah and the Prophet. How can we say in the name of the people or in the name of the country? Every day, polytheism manifests and glorifies itself in one form or another amongst the people. God and people means nothing. With God and next to God, you cannot place anything to Allah. To Allah, you need to take it to the people, to Allah, not with Allah. With here has no meaning.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now in continuation to our discussion about the secret keys to enhance our spirituality in our prayers. In spiritual flight, when the soul is at its peak, the attention to material things becomes insignificant, so much so that we find in the most perfect example, an arrow was pulled from the foot of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and during his prayers, he did not flinch. Although the worship of the saints of Allah, the awliya, is always high in relation to the prayer and worship of the common people like you and I, for them, this lessening of the altitude of this ascension by coming down from this pinnacle is a sort of shortcoming and degradation. And thus you find that they always ask forgiveness, istighfar, for this. This is the meaning of the good qualities of the pious are blemishes for the anointed ones. Prayer is the uninterrupted attention of the worshipper towards the creator of the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the heart's detachment from worldly desires. This is regarded as a flight, an ascension, a mi'raj, by the people of Gnosis, the Ahl al-Ma'rifah, the Arifin. A flight which is higher than the flight of birds in the air or the flight of any aircraft in the earth's atmosphere and beyond. What causes man's descent is his attachment to material things and carnal, bodily, worldly desires. In the words of the famous Persian poet Sa'adi, he says, "Have you seen birds fly? Detach yourself from your carnal desires and then watch the flight of man."
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatu Zahidin, The Whispered Prayer of the Abstainers. Please stay with me. My God, you have settled us in an abode which has dug for us pits of deception, and you have fastened us by the hands of death in the snares of that abode's treachery. In you we seek asylum from the tricks of its guile, and to you we hold fast, lest we be deluded by the glitter of its ornaments. It destroys its pursuers and ruins its settlers. It is stuffed with blights and loaded with calamities. My God, induce us to renounce it and keep us safe from it by your giving success and your preservation from sin. Strip from us the robes of opposing you. Attend to our affairs through your good sufficiency. Amplify our increase from the boundless plenty of your mercy. Be liberal in our gifts from the overflow of your grants. Plant in our hearts the trees of your love. Complete for us the lights of your knowledge. Give us taste the sweetness of your pardon and the pleasure of your forgiveness. gladden our eyes on the day of meeting you with the vision of you. Dislodge the love of this world from our spirits, just as you have done for the righteous, your selected friends, and for the pious, those whom you have singled out. Through your mercy, O most merciful of the merciful, O most generous of the most generous.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.